Alrighty, the border battle is right around the corner. We are super excited for the Vikings and the Green Bay Packers. As you have been able to tell the entire show, we are trying to concoct routes to beating our division rival. So let's close it out with Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com and the Verizon winning formula. Each team 2-2, each team off victories where they scored a lot of points. The game's at Lambeau Field. What's the winning formula for the Vikings offense going to Lambeau Field and beating the Packers defense?
I think it's run, run, run. This is a Packers defense, Paul, that gave up a bunch of rushing yards to the Chicago Bears last week. Granted, it was in a loss. They probably abandoned the running attack in the second half and still managed over 200 yards rushing. So what can the Vikings do if they stick with the run for four quarters, coming off a 240-yard output last week against Atlanta? So yeah. I think the Vikings need to stick with the run. A nice mix of Matt Asiata, Jerick McKinnon, Jerome Felton leading the way as he does, Pro Bowl caliber fullback. I think you need to test the middle of this Packers defense and you need to run the ball against them.
And from Tom Brady to Drew Brees to Matt Ryan, now it's Aaron Rodgers. Seriously, Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw not available to play us at any point this season. It's now Aaron Rodgers, arguably the best overall quarterback in the National Football League. Verizon winning formula, our defense versus Aaron Rodgers in that offense.
Yeah, I think you have to start with the secondary. And can the secondary come up with a second great game in a row? They played outstanding against the Atlanta Falcons. That may have been Xavier Rhodes' best game as a pro. Kaepernick Munnerlyn was solid. Harrison Smith with another interception. Robert Blanton unofficially led us in tackles. So we had a lot of different guys playing well. And how about Josh Robinson? He may be the most improved player on our team if you consider how he played last year. Last year, season cut short with injuries. So I really like the way Josh Robinson is going. I really look at the Vikings secondary as being a key factor in this game, going against Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson and that high-flying passing attack. So now pass defense is a combination of rush and coverage. So we still need to rush Aaron Rodgers, Everson Griffin, Brian Robinson, those guys got to get home. But I'm looking at the secondary, the defensive backs. If they can come up with another big performance, I think we have a shot.
Wabi, that piece of film we saw earlier in the show with Pete Bursich, analyst for the Vikings Radio Network, when Matt Ryan tried to go deep to the great Julio Jones, leading the NFL in receiving yards into week four with 365. And Xavier ran the route with Julio Jones.
Right.
Julio went this way, Xavier went this way. It just shows the maturation of the first-round pick from last year, Xavier Rhodes.
I think you're right, and I think you're going to see Xavier and Josh on the outside primarily in this game, as they have been all season, and that's where Jordy Nelson likes to line up. But in the slot, it will be Kaepernick Munnerlyn, and he'll be matched up with Randall Cobb. So, you know, I mean, Green Bay can throw the ball. We all know that. Aaron Rodgers, 4 touchdown passes last week against the Bears. They have a bunch of good players in their secondary as well when you look at Tim Jennings and company. So we're going to be tested, our secondary, once again, this week against Aaron Rodgers, but I think they're up for it.
Last one, winning formula on special teams. Cordarrelle Patterson, still maybe the best kick returner in the National Football League, had a 49-yard return versus the Atlanta Falcons, but still has 0 touchdowns in the return game this year. Last year, he went for 109 at Mall of America Field against these Green Bay Packers. Verizon winning formula, special teams.
I don't think we can rely on Cordarrelle Patterson because teams are going to start kicking the ball away from him again, just as they did last year. So if he can break off another big return or two, that's going to be great for us. But you know what I really liked about the win over Atlanta was Mike Zimmer gave Blair Walsh a chance to ice the game.
Yeah.
You know, an outside 55-yard field goal. If you miss that, you're giving Atlanta a short field. But Mike Zimmer trusted Blair Walsh,
great point.
I love that. And I hope that Mike Zimmer continues to do that with Blair Walsh. He is on a roll right now with a bunch of touchbacks, leads the NFL in touchback percentage, and had another 50-yard field goal last week. I believe that's the 14th of his career. So Blair, very good from 50-plus. These Vikings-Packers games tend to be very close. Give Blair a chance to win the game.
Great job, Mike.
Thanks, Paul.
Wabi, Mike Wabshaw, Vikings.com. It's the border battle. It's the Vikings' first division game this year. Each team is 2-2. Per usual, it will be a lot of fun. On behalf of all of us here at the Xfinity Studios and with the Vikings Entertainment Network, I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.